going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Let's talk about the border. Let's talk about deportations. Border crossings are at their lowest level ever recorded. Is the border Is the border now secure?
Yeah, it's really secure.
It's absolutely
isn't that good
secure.
That when you say that, doesn't that just sound good? After being abused for years by an incompetent president that allowed people to pour through an open border, criminals from all over the world, murderers and insane people from mental institutions and insane asylums, isn't it a beautiful thing when you say it's the most secure it's ever been in the history of our country? Isn't that a nice statement?
Well, I'm curious to know what it means. You declared a national emergency on the southern border. The order is still in place.
By the way, even though you're saying exactly the border's secure. Means we have the most secure border we've ever had.
Well, and I guess the question becomes, when will you know that the emergency is over? Are you planning to lift it at some point? Is it necessary? Because obviously the military is involved. Will you lift that emergency?
Well, the biggest emergency is the courts aren't allowing us to take really
We're going
to
talk about that, but talk to me first about this.
That's to me the emergency.
Talk to me first about this.
The border now is not the emergency. The border is all part of the same thing, though. The big emergency right now is that we have thousands of people that we want to take out, and we have some judges that want everybody to go to
court. Some of them you appointed. Sir, including three on the Supreme Court.
They change. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how that happens, but they do change.
Just to button this up, though, are you planning to lift that emergency order anytime soon?
No,
that the border's secure?
No, we have an emergency. We have a massive emergency overall. It's an overall emergency on immigration. And if the courts don't allow us to take people out, if we had to have a court case, every single person, we have millions of people. We're going to have millions of court cases. Figure 2 weeks of court case, it would be 300 years.
So let's talk about this, because obviously you've had a back and forth with the Supreme Court. In a 9-0 decision, the Supreme Court directed your administration to facilitate the return. You've talked about this in the past of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. From a prison in El Salvador whose deportation your administration called an administrative error. You said in a recent interview you could bring him back, but you won't. Are you defying the Supreme Court, sir?
No, I'm relying on the Attorney General of the United States, Pam Bondi, who's very capable, doing a great job, because I'm not involved in the legality or the illegality. I have lawyers to do that, and that's why I have a great DOJ. We have a great one. We had a very corrupt one before. Now we have a great one. And they're not viewing the decision the way you said it. They don't view it that way at all. They think it's a totally different decision.
Well, you say you have the power to bring him back, though. Your attorney general says, quote, that's up to El Salvador. Just to put a fine point on this, do you have the power to bring Abrego Garcia back as the Supreme Court?
Well, I have the power to ask for him to come back if I'm instructed by the Attorney General that it's legal to do so. But the decision as to whether or not he should come back will be the head of El Salvador. He's a very capable man.
Well, you know, and your Attorney General has said it, the issue is with that word facilitate. Will you seek clarification from the Supreme Court? Do you need to go back to the Supreme
Court? We may do that. I was asking about that. We may do that.
Your Secretary of State says everyone who's here, citizens and non-citizens, deserve due process. Do you agree, Mr. President?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
Well, the Fifth Amendment says
I don't know. It might say that, but if you're talking about that, then we'd have to have 1 million or 2 million or 3 million trials. We have thousands of people that are some murderers and some drug dealers and some of the worst people on earth.
But
some of the worst, most dangerous people on earth. And I was elected to get them the hell out of here, and the courts are holding me from doing it.
But even given those numbers that you're talking about, don't you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president?
I don't know. I have to respond by saying again, I have brilliant lawyers that work for me, and they are going to obviously follow what the Supreme Court said. What you said is not what I heard the Supreme Court said. They have a different interpretation.
Is anyone in your administration right now in contact with El Salvador about returning Abrego Garcia to
I don't know. You'd have to ask the Attorney General that question.
Let's talk about some of the other actions you've taken over the past 100 days. Last month, you directed your Attorney General, Pam Bondi, to review two people who you perceive to be your political adversaries. And yet you told me in December that you would not direct the Justice Department to investigate your political foes. What changed?
Well, no, I just look at people, and I'm not directing anybody. They looked at these two people. They might have known it, or they might have heard it from 2 years ago. One person said he knew me so well. He was, I think, on CNN or MSDNC, but they're both failing networks. You're happy to know, even though one of them, I guess, is related to you in one form or another, although they're trying to cut him loose as fast as possible. But it was well known that this one person, it was almost like he was my brother. I don't even know who he is. Maybe he was there. Maybe he was in the Oval Office a few times as a surrogate for, you know, somebody in some form of government, along with 25 other people that sat in the back of the room or stood in the back of a room. I have no idea who this guy is. And he's out there. And then he did a book called Anonymous. I think that's really subversion. I think it's spying. It's something. It's something really bad.
But you passed an executive order calling for the Attorney General to investigate that.
I think he's been looked at for a long time. And the other one said that the election was so wonderful. It turned out it wasn't a wonderful election. It was a corrupt election.
You said you wanted to unify the country. Does going after political foes undercut that goal?
No, not at all. No, we want honest people.
Okay.
I think you have to do that. We want honest people in this country.
Let me ask you big picture. People who have lived in countries like the Philippines, Hungary, Russia, they look at some of your actions going after civil service, going after universities, law firms, the media. They say it's out of an authoritarian playbook. What do you say to those who believe you are taking the country down an authoritarian path?
Well, there you go again. Why don't you ask it a different way? Many people wanted to come into our country. Many people love Trump. I won the election. They didn't win the election. I got a lot more votes than they did. I won the popular vote. I won all seven swing states by a lot. A lot of people were surprised. I said, I think you could win four, maybe five. No, I won all seven, and I won by a lot. And I won, actually, I think there was a lot of hanky-panky going on, but it was too big to rig. That's the good news. It's too big to rig. But let me just say, so when you make these statements about people say this, people... Well, you know, they had their chance at the election and they lost big. So you should ask the question differently. You should say, what about the people that want to be in this country? What about the people that love this country?
But what do you say? I'm asking it on behalf of those people to give you a chance to respond to them. What do you say to those people, sir?
Those people are going to be very happy. They're going to have to see some results. And I think we had a great 100 days. There are a lot of people that say it was unprecedented. It was an absolutely unprecedented 100 days, and I hope that they're going to be right.
Do you see dissent as an essential part of democracy?
It's a part of democracy. It is. You're
is it an important part of democracy?
Yeah, you're always going to have, Kristen, you're always going to have dissent. There's nothing you're going to do about that. Am I going to get 100% unified? It would be a strange place. I can't even imagine it where 100%, look, you have people that are good people, mm-hmm. They're very smart people, And they honestly believe we should have open borders and the entire world should be allowed to pour into our country. I think it's a 95-5 issue, but they believe it. They're not even bad people. Some of them are bad. You have people that honestly believe that men should be allowed to play in women's sports. Some of these people, I don't know any. I haven't been able to find any, but they exist. They say it's an 80-20 issue. I don't believe that. I think it's a 97-3 issue.
Do you think people should have the right to criticize you without fear of reprisal?
Absolutely, yeah, I do. That I do.
And how do you square that?
And I think that happens.
How do you square that with the fact that you have passed these executive orders asking the Attorney General to look into some of the people who've criticized you, who've been harshest against
you? I have been investigated more than any person in the history of the United States of America. I've been investigated more than the late great, as I say at my rallies, Alphonse Capone. Alphonse Capone was a nasty man. He was the highest level gangster. And I have been investigated more than Al Capone, more than anybody. These people are evil people, and I won. And I'll tell you what, all I want to happen is for the Department of Justice and the FBI. Pam is great and Cash is great. I think they're two great people, but they're their own people. They want to do a fantastic job. And all I want to do and all I want to ask for is that they be allowed to do their job. I'm not telling them to do anything, and I believe I have the right to do it. I'm, in theory, the top law enforcement officer as the president. We went over this once before, and it turned out I was right. But I'm not looking to use that. We have two great people, and we have many, many incredible people under them, and I just want them to do their job and do it well.
Let's talk about foreign policy, sir. Yeah? You just signed a minerals deal with Ukraine. It's a sign, it seems, that the United States is invested in Ukraine's future. The Secretary of State told me this is a very critical week. Are you any closer to reaching a peace agreement between Ukraine and Russia?
I hope so.
How would you characterize it?
I do believe we're closer with one party and maybe not as close with the other, but we'll have to see. I'd like to not say which one we're closer to, but we did do a deal for the American people that was good. We were able to get rare earth. You know, the Europeans are getting paid back. They have a loan. We didn't. Biden just gave them $350 billion. He has no idea where the money is, what happened. And at least we'll, in one form or another, get our, I don't feel so foolish. And remember this, this is Biden's war. This was a war that was never going to happen if I were president. This is a horrible, horrible war. And I get to see shots of soldiers through, you know, satellite that are so, just so terrible. 5,000 soldiers are being, look, 5,000 soldiers a week on average are dying. They're not American soldiers, but I want to solve the problem. They're Russian soldiers and they're Ukrainian soldiers. And if I can save 5,000 souls, I just love doing it.
How long do you give both countries before you're going to walk away?
Well, there'll be a time when I will say, okay, keep going, keep being stupid.
When does that fighting. Come? Are you close to it?
Sometimes I get close to it and then positive things happen, okay?
What's the red line for you? At what point do you say, that's it, we're walking away?
Well, you'll know. I mean, there'll be a time when I may say that. And if
but you're
I do,
not there.
There may be something I can't, maybe it's not possible to do. There's tremendous hatred, just so you understand. Kristen, we're talking tremendous hatred between these two men and between, you know, some of the soldiers, frankly, between the generals. They've been fighting hard for 3 years. I think we have a very good chance of doing it.
Very quickly, if you do walk away, would that mean that you would pull military and intelligence?
I don't want to say that now. It's too early to say that. I don't want to get into that argument.
Let's move on to Canada. You have long talked about making Canada the 51st state. There's obviously a new prime minister of Canada, Mark Carney, who you spoke to after his victory. He says that you didn't talk to him in that call about making Canada a 51st state.
No, he called me. He was very nice, and I congratulated him. He had a victory. It's a very close victory. It's you know, there's no majority or anything, so that's going to make things a little bit difficult, I think, for him to run. But he nevertheless had a victory, and he's a very nice man, I think.
Do you plan to talk to him about making Canada a 51st state?
He wants to come and see me. He's going to come this week or next week.
So will you talk to him about making Canada a 51st state, annexing Canada?
I'll always talk about that. You know why? We subsidize Canada to the tune of $200 billion a year. We don't need their cars. In fact, we don't want their cars. We don't need their energy. We don't even want their energy. We have more than they do. We don't want their lumber. We have great lumber. All I have to do is free it up from the environmental lunatics. We don't need anything that they have. We're giving them. I asked Mr. Trudeau, who I call Governor Trudeau. I said, you know, not Prime Minister, Governor. I said, Governor Trudeau, could I ask you one question? Why are we giving you $200 billion? Why are we subsidizing Canada? If Canada was a state, it wouldn't cost us. It would be great. It would be such a great, it would be a cherished state. And if you look at our map, if you look at the geography, I'm a real estate guy at heart. When I look down at that, without that artificial line that was drawn with a ruler many years ago, it was just an artificial line, goes straight across. You don't even realize what a beautiful country it would be. It would be great. But I don't think the American public wants me to pay $200 billion a year to subsidize Canada. Again, remember this.
Yeah.
We don't need their cars. We don't need their lumber. We don't need their energy. We don't need anything. We do very little business with Canada. They do all of their business practically with us.
You and I.
They need us. We don't need them.
You and I talked, and I asked you if you would rule out military force to take Greenland, and you said no, you don't rule out anything. Would you rule out military force to take Canada?
Well, I think we're not going to ever get to that point. It could happen. Something could happen with Greenland. I'll be honest. We need that for national and international security.
But not with
I think
Canada?
It's highly unlikely. I don't see it with Canada. I just don't see it. I have to be honest with you.
Okay, but you don't rule it out for Greenland.
And by the way, Canada,
mm-hmm.
they spend less money on military than practically any nation in the world. They pay NATO less than any nation. They think we're subsidizing. They think we are going to protect them. And really, we are. But the truth is, they don't carry their full share, and it's unfair to the United States and our taxpayers.
But you are not ruling out military force to take Greenland.
I don't rule it out. I don't say I'm going to do it, but I don't rule out anything. No, not there. We need that. We need Greenland very badly. Greenland is a very small amount of people, which we'll take care of, and we'll cherish them and all of that. But we need that for international security.
The Trump Organization is selling hats that say Trump 2028.
Yeah.
Are you seriously considering a third term, Mr. President, even though it's prohibited by the Constitution? Or is this about staying politically viable?
I will say this. So many people want me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I have never had requests so strong as that. But it's something that, to the best of my knowledge, you're not allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's constitutional that they're not allowing you to do it or anything else. But there are many people selling the 2028 hat. But this is not something I'm looking to do. I'm looking to have four great years and turn it over to somebody, ideally a great Republican, to carry it forward. But I think we're going to have 4 years, and I think 4 years is plenty of time to do something really spectacular.
The Constitution does prohibit it. Have you? Some of your allies are pretty serious about this, though, Mr. President. I've spoken to them. They say they are coming up with potential ways.
Well,
obviously, the biggest one would be a constitutional amendment.
That's because they like the job I'm doing, and it's a compliment.
Has anyone in an official capacity presented you with, sir, here are some ideas by which you could actually get a constitutional amendment?
Well, in a capacity of being a big supporter, many people have said different things, but
okay.
I'm not looking at that.
You have built a political movement that has transformed the Republican
Greatest
Party.
Industry.
It's transformed the country,
the
quite
greatest
frankly.
Political movement in history, MAGA.
When you,
make America great again.
When you look to the future, Mr. President, do you think the MAGA movement can survive without you as its leader?
Yes, I do.
What gives you
confidence? I think it's so strong, and I think we have tremendous people. I think we have a tremendous group of people. We talked about a number of them. You look at Marco, you look at J.D. Vance, who's fantastic. You look at, I could name 10, 15, 20 people right now just sitting here. No, I think we have a tremendous party. And you know what I can't name? I can't name one Democrat. I mean, I look at the Democrats. They're in total disarray. They have a new person named Crockett. I watched her speak the other day. She's definitely a low IQ person. And they said, she's the future of the party. I said, you have to be kidding. I don't know what they're going to do. And I really believe in a two-party system. because it's good to be challenged. It's really good to have a two-party. You know, it's good. Being challenged is okay. It keeps you sharp. I don't know what they're going to do. They have nobody. Bernie's 87 years old or something. And, you know, Biden is the worst thing that ever happened to old people because he was grossly incompetent. And I think maybe for artificial reasons. You know, he had operations and things. So maybe that's an artificial. But I know people that are unbelievably sharp, and they're older than 87. But I watch Bernie Sanders. He's a nut job, but he's still sharp. He's sharp as he's the same guy he was. He hasn't gone down. But Biden is really, he's the worst thing to happen to old people.
I know that you are only 100 days in, but as we sit here today, who do you see as your successor, Mr. President?
Well, it's far too early to say that. But, I do have a vice president, and typically it would be, and J.D.'s doing a fantastic job.
He would be at the top of the list?
It could very well be. I don't want to get involved in that. Mm-hmm. I think he's a fantastic, brilliant guy. Marco is great. There's a lot of them that are great. I also see tremendous unity. But certainly you would say that somebody's the VP. If that person is outstanding, I guess that person would have an advantage. But I think the other people would all stay in unbelievably high positions. But, it could be that he'd be challenged by somebody. We have a lot of good people in this party.
After our interview, President Trump gave us a rare inside look into his ornate Florida home and private club, Mar-a-Lago. He shared new details with us about his grand plans for the White House, his legislative agenda, and his vision for a military parade next month.
We will.
President Trump greeting supporters at an RNC fundraiser at Mar-a-Lago, showing us the main ballroom at his private club, and sharing new details about the one he plans to build at the White House.
We are going to make and build a ballroom which they've wanted for probably 100 years at the White House. And it'll be a world-class, beautiful ballroom.
A ballroom that could cost millions of dollars. He says he will pay for it himself.
You will fund it.
Yeah. I'm not going to ask the government for money. I'll fund it, and I'm sure we'll have some donations to it. But it's not an inexpensive thing. It'll cost a lot of money.
The president also told me that next month, he's planning a military parade celebrating the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Army that also falls on his 79th birthday.
We're going to have a big, beautiful parade.
A military parade?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We're going to celebrate our military. We have the greatest military in the world.
What's the price tag?
People, peanuts compared to the value of doing it. We have the greatest missiles in the world. We have the greatest submarines in the world. We have the greatest army tanks in the world. We have the greatest weapons in the world. And we're going to celebrate it.
As supporters snapped photos, we spoke about the future of TikTok. The president telling me he's willing to extend the deadline for the Chinese-owned app that was banned in the U.S.
Would you extend that deadline if there's still no deal? You already
would
want to extend.
You
would.
I would.
So you're going to, you want to see a deal.
I'd like to see it done. I have a little sweet spot in my heart because, as you know, I won young people by 36 points. That's a lot. No Republican ever won young people, and I won it by 36 points. And I focused on TikTok. So perhaps I shouldn't say this, but I have a little warm spot in my heart for TikTok. TikTok is it's very interesting, but it'll be protected.
Finally, as we toured the club, I pressed the president on his tax cut package making its way through Congress.
What happens if it comes to your desk, has the tax cuts, but also cuts to Medicaid? Would you veto that?
Well, we're not doing that.
Would
no,
you
we're
veto
not,
that?
I would if they were cutting it, but they're not cutting it. They're looking at fraud, waste, and abuse, and nobody minds that. If illegal immigrants are in the mix, if people that aren't supposed to be there, people that are non-citizens are in the mix, nobody minds that. Waste, fraud, and abuse. But we're not cutting Medicaid, we're not cutting Medicare, and we're not cutting Social Security.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm, I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.